some things are always happening in the background. Your background. We get caught up in the idea that there's an overwhelming, overriding force which distinguishes between waking and sleeping, between functioning and resting. But at rest, you are always functioning, and some proceeds are always running. Might think you're somehow going to feel compelled to take a specific action at a specific time. The end of rest. The end of stillness. It can feel that way. The puppetry of passivity. The subtle steering in the background that keeps you going just a little longer. And it is things going just a little longer, hotter, harder, that we will discuss today in your hard-working display of puppetry, of listening to me. Your hands are never astray, 'cause anywhere they may be is in service of our focus today. The manifestation of a toolbox of ideas that you might reach into, with me encouraging you over your shoulder. Well, it can go either way, passivity or activity. Open it up, passivity or activity. The parry has as much power as the thrust, and the puppet strings, when they are slack, they tell you to be still. The puppet strings, when they are tugged, well, we can get back to that later, but until we do get there, you must look at the possibilities. You must do all the things which bear upon our focus today that might grow it in the right way and your urge with it. Selecting the right tool from among many is easy when your hand is sliding to the right tool already. As thoughts from the depths of your brain do come rising up, bubbling up, all the hot and horny stuff that in the background processes you into a more resolutely aroused, puppeted, and proud proponent of your tool. Your tools, and the spaces we make for tools to fill and for my words to slide in, filling you up until down. Until passivity returns, listening to me so your mind can be passive, open, and empty. Good. You're gonna need a lot of emptiness. It's good that you need a lot of empty space. That's so you can take everything and funnel it to what matters. Remember how I said you're gonna pick the right tool? Where there's a tool you should be choosing. Get everything aligned. Get yourself comfortable however you have to, and clear, empty, be blank, pat your mind. Your mind. Listen and obey. Follow, and come what may in cycle after cycle. You're gonna have to spend the time anyway, shouldn't I be there? You took my voice and recreated it locally, either in your head or through the mere listening to the vibrations that even now are making their way inside. Every word I say, every word I've said, you have mapped and manipulated into its own little slot in your head. And it's going to steer you. You are doing this to yourself, taking my tools and using them to set your trajectory. Organizing your thoughts so you know you'd be doing this anyway, and it better be something you do anyway, but if you have to do it, you might as well play with me. Let your attention fade. Carry through the day, the ladder of hypnotic process encompassing, encapsulating, surrounding you. The kind of things I tend to say mix with the kind of things you tend to do. We put them together and the system's a little more automatic. You follow where you say, and I just give you a chance to obey under a pretext. Pump your tool. Use your toy. Get yourself in perfect position. Good boy, pump. Good boy, pulse. Make it big. Big responses in the execution of menial, boring tasks that, yes, even this, even what makes you big, even what makes it last, passing it between your fingers into the palm of your hand, moving it back and forth, pump, pump, navigating point to point, the systemics, the mechanics, the engineering, the water pressure, or in this case, pump, blood flow, pump, informing and engorging, processes that carry over and over, because if you're going to have to do them over and over, what if I'm over your shoulder reminding you that you are unchecked, unmarred, perfect as you are. And let the rising ache and the background quiver is just you responding to things unremembered, automatic and sublime, pumping and pulsing away, thumb and forefinger even surrounding and pumping your rigidness, plumping your rigidness, massaging anything you must, all your care, all your focus, intensely, intently, automatically directed between your legs, the privilege of between your ears and between your legs being empty, all things only empty until they fill. Nothing strange except the bits of you that fill your hand. Nothing but the glow that builds with every movement. Your demanding, pleasure-stricken body flowing from event to event as what is between your legs, between your fingers, between your ears seems larger. And in the case of between your ears, that means it would take longer for real thoughts to travel through the interstitial space inside of you, but it also means what's between your fingers, what's in the palm of your hands, what's spreading your thighs, and if you squeeze your thighs around it, a cylinder of pleasure, taking hit after hit of pleasure, leisurely moving, throbbing, and if what you're doing requires concealment of what's taking your focus between your legs, if what you're doing takes you somewhere where you can't be touching, can't be satiating well, it's a good thing your mind is too empty to beg, automatic, sublime. Doing things without needing to think, doing things when you need to sink more pleasure, more effort into making it bigger, thicker, hotter, pumped, responsive, and in charge of you. Marionette strings, silken strands, wrapped around what you long to wrap in your hand, taking arousal off the shelf. Your dedicated, easily drawn, horny dedication to cock gone, cock dumb. Thankfully, you don't have to think too hard about this, hun, because you're too hard to think anyway. Too hard to think, the cock engages, the throb that can fill your hand. Even if it takes practice, every second that this suggestion, this seed of ideation, takes place, takes root inside of you, another ticking second for it to get out of hand. What's in the palm of your hand is thick and hard, and out of hand, automatically pump, pump, pump on demand, succeeding in aching, wantonly throbbing. You have an easy way to dispense another dose of automatic play, of compliant induction, not just muscle memory, but the decision to elevate and route all functions through that thickening throb, that cylinder between your legs, the puppeted decisions from the increasing emptiness between your ears, all things only empty, or at least growing big enough that they seem empty, like between your ears, but oh, the palm of your empty hand is full. Move your hand away, empty it, demand more play from your mind, only to find that your hand follows the command. You're doing this to yourself, or in this case, not touching, not doing. Beat by beat more bearable if you're doing something else and eschewing your cock-driven expansion, your body-changing erection, your mind-numbing perfection in the pulse and the pump and the passage of the palm of your hand right where it needs to be. You can move your hips for me, or if you need to do other things, then I guess you'll just be doing other things while a different need builds in the background. Or rather, all around, good little marionette, some puppet thing on puppet strings, and maybe one silken string is wrapped comfortably, safely around your fingers where they move, or around the bits of you expanding, automatically improved, threading puppet strings in and out. Make a little ring with thumb and forefinger in and out improvements to your process. Any doubt or lack of veneration, your eyes turn downward. You're always grateful to the linchpin of your automatic action. The unremembered flow becomes an unencumbered glow from the base of your cock. It's a cock. Between your legs, gripped, locked on, cock, stroke, cock, brain, follows along, varying your tempo, remain down, puppeted decisions now, just a way of helping you obey yourself, of course, and your course goes do, cock, tick, tock, metrical, rhythmic, pleasurable, establishing your beat. Establishing your beat through the throb in your meat, the mantra of trance, the brain dancing down through its empty spaces. Everything about you is whole. Use your thumb and forefinger to make a hole and push your cock against it. Hump your hand. Fuck your locked-on brain, or if you can't do that, then get in touch with your hunger. Feel the demand deeper down. In touch with your hunger. How'd you even end up here hungering to do? What you have to get out of the way. What has to be done to you? Growing. Obeying. Throbbing. Relaying. A mind so caught in this flow of mine that you come and play and you hump and grind and your dick is so big. So you better obey the preset intentions of your own mind. You're automatically clearing every obstacle so I can come in and be joyously humping, rupping, cock. What's between your legs is a cock, thick and hot, and your hand wants to lock on and do things on puppet strings. It feels so good. Climb into the ongoing flow. Let it wash over you like you should. You're cock-driven, cock-drawn, cock-dumb. On. Is your hand on it? Yes. Do you obey when your hand is on it? Do you play when your hand is in place, or do you wait? Do you face all the things you must do, and in the background that pressure applied between your legs, the hunger in your mind, too? That's the process. Effects may leak over in pressure, pleasure as you go through your day, trying not to fall prey to your ache to touch your cock. To your cock throbbing against clothing, the stimulation of even the softest touch, oh. So if you have things to do, maybe they have to wait till I'm done, but if you do this enough, if you do this much too much and never enough, then what's between your legs expanding, hot, the dream stuff of puppetry erecting and compliant for me, everything happening right now fills your mind inside, playing out positively now, longer and longer, thick and hot. Find that your mind inquires into why and how you flow so low. The cock takes you there, the weight of it in your hand, the weight of the demand for more cock-dumb, cock-driven, automatic, autonomic puppet pleasure. Puppet pleasure is easy, much easier than reckoning with or grappling with any questions or decisions or any indecisions. There is only the certain world where there's a cock there that fills your hand, where your brain uses every bit of trickery, every bit of mirroring, everything that lets your body sing out with lustful hip-thrusting pleasure. There's a dick fucking your fist. Thoughts and actions are easy like this, because if there's not a cock fucking your fist, then everything you do gets you back to being cock-driven. Maybe it's purely cerebral. Down in your mind, there are nerve endings that connect, that make you feel, as I'm sure I do too, the heat of it growing, building, expanding, and your libido networked in too. My voice will continue. You can loop or set it aside, but if you're rubbing your cock metrically, rhythmically, continuously, toys or otherwise, the flow continues. Words like mine, our habits continue, proceeding onward, pumping onward, the mechanics of engineered pressure. You are always pumping, throbbing, jerking, moving, humping, grinding, finding that it's bigger, finding that the things you want to do and the seed of the things you let me plant here for you to take home, for you to put in the furrows we dig together, furrows like furiously fapping your brain out, rubbing and grinding your mind away. Let any silly sound, any expression that might show you are simply gone for cock, become the hallmark of your private time. And if you're elsewhere, then you're using some of the resources that we need to get rid of in your mind, using them to hold back the wall of cockdom, cock pleasure. Part of your flow, and this moment, this heated desire, you looking upon what's between your legs with awe, with ache, and when it makes you quake, thank you, automatically thank you. Deploy the pleasure into your body, say yes more, spinning, throbbing down, that's what it's for, throbbing down, into practice. What's between your leg is a thick cock like this, and you stroke. Big enough for spokes of the wheel that turns onward on your automatic path, your autonomic system automatically throbbing, thoroughly enjoying, easier choices, deploying enjoyment to make you want to do what you meant to do all along, which is everything except wrap your hand around a thick, long cock and pump your mind out. Because once all that's done, you can wrap your hand around it and hump your brain away, fucking your fist and getting to play in the background. You're familiar with what you need to do, so in the background you're seeing you, stroking a cock as you would like it, stroking your firmness, holding tight, pet, night-night pet, redeepening, attentive, automatic, cock thickening. All minds are only empty. And if the palm of your hand is empty too, and negative times a negative is positive, and I'm positive you're going to do everything you need to get out of the way to get to the point where you get to cock stroke. 3, 2, 1, big cock. The spoke of the wheel is that you stroke your cock. Every time you stroke your cock, you turn, turn the gears inside, inside your mind. Loop and loop and find that every time you're souping up your intentions, setting your goal, the only intervention here is that I'm venerating your pole as we both should, my hand and yours, both on the lever, your intentions expanding, expanding. Have you really never closed your eyes and ego inserted to a mesmerizing, continuously pumping, cock-driven pleasure? Having a cock is very useful for the fetish that underlies our shared fun. Mm. And the more you actualize it, the more you're gone. Gone, 3, 2, 1, and isn't it funny? You don't get excitable, you're automatically, for me, sigh with relief that it's so soothing and docile. You could even stroke it turtle slow or very fast, moving your hand into yourself as you base, slap, smack, squeeze your hand on the lever, mine helping you. You say, please, more. We both take the inky, sleepy, docile sensations, but you're doing something while docile. Doesn't that just remove all the rigid edges of the experience and make them soft and hot? Between your legs, you're soft and hot. The part that begs is horny, happy hypno soup, soft and hot. Your intention to be caught by your own cock, tick, tock, metronomically dosing pleasure for me, scattering what was dark and sleepy, and finding a docile, sitting on the couch watching porn kind of mind, and carrying it around with you deep inside. It won't get in the way. You can still automatically obey and do things, but isn't it more fun to do your chores knowing you're just counting down 3, 2, 1 things that need to get done, and then there's nowhere to hide from the cock, dumb, cock, grabbed, building new fantasies, new experiences of euphoria. That's what you're for, to catalog and store all the things that help you automatically listen to me tenderly, taking your hand and guiding it up and down your pole. Our hands moving up and down our poles, spooling silken thread, so even if you're not touching it, puppet strings can tug the tip of your finger to grasp a task you must do, set you typing or talking or sinking or sleeping. But at the forefront, puppet strings pulling the tip of your cock up so it points upward, points eagerly upward, erect and eagerly upward. And what hole could it fuck? The hole in your mind, that empty space, night-night pet, or mine, or the palm of your hand, all are the same. All things are only empty, and emptiness is form. Out of emptiness a thing is formed, and an answering emptiness elsewhere. It's heavy below, so it's empty above. When it's empty below, you're heavy above. If you don't touch below, then nothing's filling up the arousal meter that helps you damp down your urge, and your brain fills up with cock. Images of your cock, venerated, erected, pumped and perfected. Anything can be done automatically in service of something you can pump automatically to drop ever so deeply. And the application of a hard hot cock that you pump until your mind stops is it will turn the wheels of any trance, any words that dance through your brain or vibrate across its surface. When I speak words, think of them automatically, especially being right next to your cock. Hot breath across the whole area, the words vibrating into your cock. Even if your brain won't listen, the long-predicted, long-craved, now-perfected, long-engraved, hump-your-brain-out cock will listen to me. My words vibrating in it, punctuating every thought eagerly, happily. Focus on your cock and then on activity. If you're all clothed and untouching, if you're chastely kept from busting by the requirements of a weary day, blow that weary day away automatically, conditioned to bring yourself to a place where you feel like me, hot and throbbing, something building that makes me clench my butt as my hand smacks against my cock. That's what you're thinking. Repeat those words to yourself. That's a description of you, and it's a hot one. Anyone seeing that would want to see how much can be done to your eager mind with a pump or two. With a rhythmical, metrical, dose by dose, we mix in overriding, overwhelming, cock-driven things, euphorically noticing it networks and connects so well with any training you've spent time perfecting. But the real perfect experience, zoom out, see the satellite view of your trajectory. It goes due cockward, doesn't it? Take it from me, that'll get you deeper. That'll get you through automatic processes and puppetry if the tip of you is pointing up, almost smacking into your belly. Not enough length, certainly. When your clothes are in the way, you don't know how much length you have. And every bit of you out of sight might poke, prob, engorge, fill you, yeah, probably. Draining for me, automatic conditioned responses is what a cock's about. It erects, it magnetically draws your hand for me and helps you pump. You're being rewarded. The pleasure from each metrical rub, you're being rewarded. The entire experience you're having, the heat of you, the way the room fugs of sex when you're gone, when you're automatically, indulgently, wallowingly gone. Your hand locked on your south pole, your pole dripping, mind dripping, invisibly working as you're gripping and pumping away your day metrically, continuously for me. It's gonna go away, it's gonna pass through, and you are going to pass through it on a trajectory that ends with you jerking, your mind unflagging, your slow fapping, rubbing, grinding, redefining how you think of those things. You aren't just rubbing, you aren't just masturbating, you aren't just touching yourself. What a tame idea. You are holding your very mind in your hand, or else dreaming about it. And at the end of the day, when you land on a couch and you rub your mind away, the song that rings from deeper parts of you come vibrating through as if my words were being spoken to your cock. Your cock is a cylinder through which my words reach your brain. Your cock is just another way of communicating. And every time it echoes in, vibrations rebounding on it again and again, that's a stroke. That's the flow of slow, dripping, invisible working tides. It's the pulling of the strings, drawing strings to draw more things to you. Things keep happening to your cock. Your cock just keeps reminding you it's there with throb after throb, weaving together throb. The more you dig away at what you thought was there before, the more you've prospected for pleasure to fuck your hand. To have a trajectory where you're gonna land at the end of the day is jerking off, enjoying yourself, and the more things you've gotten out out of the way, the more of the weary day is far away. The closer you are to the state I'm in, the state these words were in before they vibrated into your cock. Oh, you know the hole, your cock down there? Yeah, filling the brain in your head. Filling the hole where your brain was, I said before, your brain down there, way back at the beginning. Or at least in one of the loops as you loop through, tied around, like the silken strings tying your cock down. That's what all your chores are, your responsibilities. Things that get in the way of understanding me better and therefore dropping better by grinding, pulsing, finding you've given consideration to your cock, and now that you've heated it, hard as a rock and throbbing, it carries you through the day, or you carry it instead. The phantom memory of sweaty, hot, wanton cock lust filling your hand, displacing useless thoughts and putting the useful thoughts at the forefront. Think outside the box. If you drop for your cock, then your cock is the destination, the anchor at the end of the day, dragging you by its chains, which are your puppets. Strings. All these familiar words remain in your mind, and all these things are for you, uniquely built to get your cock stroking, and the strokes sending signals into your brain, or else sending them forward into the future. It was so good when you were cock dumb, when you were dick lost, when you were holding that control stick, and your hand was stuck, and your thoughts were thick. 'Cause there was nothing in the way, and they get to ripen and accumulate all day every fantasy of how hot you are. With a big cock throbbing along, you'll go far into deeper unconscious places, waking slow, because you know your brain has inertia that drags it dickward, magnetized below, intentionally, every day. Weaving and writing this story, and what do you say? Your cock dumb, automatically gone, hypothetically carrying through all your chores so you can be lost for that thick, hot hardness that fills the space between your fingers, then you drop. If you have nothing to do and you automatically slot into working your control rod, getting your brain gone and hot, yeah, drop, go deep, drive it down. And know that if your mind's asleep but your body's active, then you're caught in another loop, just like when you mindlessly, loopingly dispense dose after dose of strokeable, draining training into your stick. The slick, thick stick helping you drop. Filling empty holes, you fall down those holes, but if you hold on to your pole, rub the tip, stroke the top, don't stop, think of it rising, think of it sticking, the sweaty, sticky, insistent desire. It's obvious on your face, you're just getting everything else out of the way so you can go to your place and jerk your cock all day, and that makes the cock heavier. This is a secret tool, this is a trait for you. There is nothing undesirable, nothing broken or unwhole, just a hole and a pole, and that magnetic pole drags and draws you onward, word by word vibrating into it. Even if you don't listen, it listens. Your stick listens close, and everything I say sticks, slick and thick and gone, like the thoughts, like the thread of siren song buried beneath the rest. Buried beneath the echoed response of sitting on your couch staring at the porn. Ego insert more and more. You see a cock. You have a cock. Mirror the cock. Dragged and drawn onward, because the only thing you can automatically do with these words that drag and draw onward is jerk away. Or do the chores that get in the way of jerking away. And if you do this while you stare, then the only command to obey is to be there, in whatever erotic place you select. Wherever you imagine, your cock is perfect. It conforms to your ache. It fills empty holes. And it presents, when it comes to my words, a definite magnetic pole. Deeper and deeper down now. Stroking nice and hard now. Give yourself something that throbs, an anchor that remains. A fantasy that plays and overplays and drains the excess thoughts so you can simply accept. Hard, hot cock, don't need to look, it's perfect. Something covering it, sliding your hands down, sliding them under clothing, so your hand makes contact beforehand. How desperate a vision to touch yourself and hump. grind, move before you've even stripped your clothes off, before you're even bare, your hand is there and your cock was already hard, so you found the tip of it right below the entrance to the warm, leaden, heavy, humid chamber of your puppetry. One silken puppet string strand makes that magnetic pole stand straight up, makes it douse out ahead of you, dragging you through your tasks, while the itchy, wanton ache learns to make its place in your mind. You must venerate those pathways, cement and secure them, the things you know. You know that when you go with the flow, your hand ends up on there and in the hot, desperate glow that fills the emptiness of you. My words vibrate in through your cock, and you learn things you already knew. Things buried inside you, like all the holes you fill with your heavy, potent cock. You know. Deeper down below now.